this time of year, springtime, one of the things, I'm not going to say that's like my favorite thing to ever do, but the reward is incredible, is what I call opening up the backyard. Okay. So if you're a homes on land person like I am, you've got a big backyard, I don't know, third acre, half acre, what doesn't matter really the size. But if you've got good backyard and it's like a big part of your life, barbecuing, playing, swimming, running around, gardening, whatever, there is this sense as winter comes to a close and spring starts to transition that, you know, things are coming back to life. Things require some cleanup. It's a little gunky. Grass is dead. All that stuff's going on. So usually this happens over the course of maybe 3 or 4 weekends. If you ever have the glorious gift of a weekend day without a ton of stuff to do, you can get a lot of this done. But I call it opening up the backyard. And so there are things like adding some nutrient-dense soil to a garden bed, whether it's flowers or, you know, edible fruit, vegetable type stuff. You're looking at some compost on top. If you have areas that need soil because you've lost some, you know, it's packed in or it's broken down, this is a great time to do that. Very, very late winter, early mid-spring. It's also a great time to add mulch. Sometimes you're adding soil then mulch. Other times you're just adding a layer of mulch to flower beds, newly planted trees or shrubs, or again, edible vegetables and fruit. So those are a couple of things you want to be thinking of late winter, early at the latest, mid springtime. Then you want to be thinking about projects like, hey, I'm going to want thick, green, luscious grass all summer long. So I might want to put some sod down. I'm maybe looking to patch some areas or fertilize some areas or clean some areas up. I might be putting down a little bit of seed in some shaded areas so that by the time we get to summer, I've got good grass coverage everywhere. You may be looking at some new plantings. You want to do that in the DFW area. In a perfect world, you want to do that in the fall or the very early spring so that things have a chance to get well-rooted before the heat of summer hits. There's other things like the swimming pool, right? So typically you haven't been using your pool much at all over the winter or early spring. You're getting it ready for late spring and all of the summer and early fall. So you might be looking at pressure washing that pool deck, checking pool lights, looking at pool filters, or really just all of the equipment as a whole. Is everything working properly? Is there anything that needs to be updated or cleaned or swapped out? Do you need to restock chlorine or any of those kind of things? Do you need a new pool brush or pool net? Now is the time to dial all that in so you're not backtracking in the middle of your heavy use time and having to get things fixed. You know, you may be looking at pressure washing other decks or, you know, sport courts or walkways or pavers. You might be looking at another layer of stain or paint on benches or picnic tables or pergolas or play sets or greenhouses or anything like that. You know, this is the time of year that a lot of people are buying some new chairs, new patio furniture, new umbrellas, that kind of thing. But you want to get all that situated as early as possible so that you can enjoy it. So the work is pretty much complete for the season of maximum usage, right? So for a lot of people in Texas, you know, late spring, early summer is a little bit more enjoyable because it's not the brutal part of the heat. But you also want to prepare so that you can use the backyard, all the fun stuff out back, even in the heat. So that means thinking about shade, whether it's trees or things like that, or fencing or patio covers or umbrellas or shade cloths or those shade sale type deals. Now's the time to be thinking about buying, prepping, installing, getting all that planned so you can really, really enjoy it. I think about all of my barbecue pit, grill, smoker area. You might have one or more of those. And so you're thinking about things like stocking back up on charcoal or wood chips, or maybe even like I had a broken grill this year. I had to replace a piece of one of my smokers. And so I did that weeks ago. You know, different aspects of outdoor eating, you know, chairs. We have a fireplace. I did a little cleanup out there with the shop vac just to get some ash and stuff like that out. If you have a fire pit, definitely you want to clean that up after using it all winter. There are some fun summer nights to do s'mores or, you know, sausage on a stick, hot dogs, that kind of thing. And you might want to clean that fire pit out of just some of the gunk that gathers over a fall and winter where you might be using that more heavily. So you might be shoveling some ash and things out of there. If it's a cleaner one, you might be doing a shop vac cleanup there. There's lots of other things depending on what you may have in the backyard. Tree trimming, getting the canopy up a little bit higher so you can enjoy the shade, but also run and play and mow and things like that underneath. If you have a sport court or a basketball court or something like that, you may be looking at pressure washing or just sweeping those things off, getting that stuff dialed in. You may be looking at leveling the yard a little bit if there's some low spots or uneven spots, checking irrigation. We've had so much rain this year, you probably haven't run your sprinklers much, if any. You might want to check those now when you don't need them so you know, you make sure you don't have a problem later at the last minute when you do really need it and all the repair people are, you know, are backed up and log things like that. If you've got a well or anything else tied into your irrigation, I'd be looking at those things now, any sort of pumps or things like that that you may be wanting to use more heavily throughout the summer. I would keep an eye on that. It's interesting. Lighting is not nearly as important as we have longer days and those summer nights are you know, light out until 8 or 8:30 even. But if you're looking to spend late evenings out on the back patio or the porch or in the backyard, then you may look at landscape lighting, simple things like motion lights, light bulbs, installing anything new, or just checking bulbs and switches and making sure things are working. You didn't have any wiring damage or anything like that over the fall or winter or early spring either. There's a ton of other stuff you can do, but those are just some of the things that you might want to be thinking of right about now to be prepared for May, June, July, August, and, you know, summer in North Texas certainly extends into September if you're talking about weather and the heat of those high-use outdoor months, and I, of course, extends into the fall. So you could certainly say that you're opening up the backyard after a lower-use winter and really wet early spring, preparing for things like mud or shade or playtime and enjoyment, things like that. If you have an outdoor fridge or freezer, those are, it's good to check those things, make sure they're cleaned up and the fans and the airflow are all good. Maybe stock those up with some drinks or check fuses, silly things like that. I say silly because they're little, but they're a big deal when you find out right before or in the middle of a party, you know, or an afternoon that was supposed to be enjoyable in the backyard that you got problems. So hammocks and all those kinds of things. Now's the time to open the backyard. Get it all checked out, get prepped. You'll be really glad later throughout the summer and the fall that you did this stuff now so you can enjoy it, you can host, you can spend time with the family or by yourself, resting, recovering, and really, really enjoying that backyard space. You know we love the backyard. You know we're outdoor people. If you're thinking about buying or selling or investing or just enjoying your home on some land, your home with the big backyard more, you're looking for any other resources or help with any of that, reach out to us. Wherever you're seeing or listening to this, our information is nearby. If all else fails, go to ToddTremontiTeam.com.